The new trail crew in Wells Gray Park is in the thick of things and working hard to clear approximately 200 kilometers of trails, fixing bridges and drainage problems, building stairs and installing new signage. Since early May, the trail crew members, Aiden and Ethan, have been very busy. "The park's trails have not been looking this good for many years," said Roland Neve, author of Exploring Wells Gray and owner of Wells Gray Tours. The crew has reopened the Huntley Call Trail, which has been almost impassable for years, and cleared 130 fallen trees, Neve said, adding they are going up there again in the next week to finish clearing through the jungle of alder, which was still covered with snow last trip. "This trail starts from Azure Lake and ascends to the Huntley Buchanan Ridge, where climbers can access Garnet Peak, the third highest mountain in Wells Gray Park. Ethan and Aiden are starting work soon on the extension of the Flatiron Trail to the Flatiron itself and Hamp Falls." The trail crew's supervisor, Aurélie Belanger, is a BC Parks ranger. She said Aiden and Ethan have been doing a fantastic job. "They are almost done with trail clearing, with Majerus Falls to Horseshoe Falls left to finish. We started brushing the McLeod Hill Lapa Trail, worked for 6 hours on site, and cleared only 500 meters of trail. I might request some reinforcements for this one." The team is set to finish work on August 23rd, and Belanger said they hope to complete several more projects such as West Lake Loop's wet area near Bailey's Chute, Clearwater River Road reroute at kilometer 11, repairs to the Kettle Stairs and brushing at the Gatling Gorge, Chain Meadows and Green Mountain Trails. This is the third summer that Roland and Anne Neve, known for their many contributions to the beloved 3-million-acre wildlife park, have donated once again to BC Parks so that it was possible to hire the trail crew for a 16-week period for projects such as trail improvements. Prior to 2023, Wells Gray Park was assigned student rangers for only a week at a time, shared with other BC parks. The Neves also donated 160 acres within Wells Gray Park to Thompson Rivers University, TRU, in 2014, as a location for student research projects in biology, ecology and geography. TRU named the property in honor of this special donation, and it is now known officially as the Neve Family Wetlands. If you are interested in the Edition 7 of Exploring Wells Gray, visit https://www.exploringwellsgraypark.ca/. You can also learn more about Wells Gray Park here, https://wellsgray.ca/.